This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fam. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. We got Diamond Cavs coming up. That's coming up at 8:20. Latest on the All-Star voting. They have the finalists out. Another crazy night in the sport with another major injury, which we will maybe touch on here too a little bit as well.
And we're just less than 2 hours away from Hagee getting dissed and you crying.
That's right.
Because we're right. We said we were going to make you cry during Crosstalk on Friday. Me and Peyton, we both have written emotional letters to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get some tears out of you. And then after Kevin Hagelin's just backstabbing in the 9 o'clock segment yesterday, he's getting dissed a little bit.
Yeah.
I threw it together in 30 minutes. It wasn't even anything for me. It was nothing.
Look at you. Look at you. So Adam Silver says he's going to address the spike in Achilles injuries. Obviously, Tyrese Haliburton got hurt in game 7 of the NBA Finals with, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter?
Mm-hmm.
The game was like had barely even gotten into any kind of a rhythm, and game 7 was already like, all right, this is a little anticlimactic, but it's a problem. It's a problem for the league because Jason Tatum also went down earlier in this postseason, and Adam Silver has to address it, and he did address it on the night of the draft.
We are looking at it, and in fact, we had already convened a panel of experts before Tyrese's most recent Achilles rupture. So we had 7 this year. We had 0 last year under the exact same circumstances. And the most we've ever had in a season is 4. NFL has had a rash of Achilles issues as well. So the purpose of convening those experts is to try to figure out what's going on. It's interesting. When we look back at the last 10 years, the majority of the Achilles injuries have happened before the All-Star break. Mm. So it's not clear it's the number of games. And as you know, modern NBA players, even when they're not playing games, sometimes in the summer, they're working harder than they are during the season when they're playing 3 games a week. They're often playing every day. Some experts think it may have more to do with youth basketball. It may have as much to do with what they do from 10 to 19. Increasingly, they're single sport athletes. These guys train also harder.
Man, there's so many things that could be at play. I don't think it's antibiotics.
Dude, that can actually do it, though.
Oh, I know it could do it. Yeah. But all these guys just happen to be on antibiotics, right? Yeah. So, look, it could very easily be the training they do in the offseason. Everything is better now. It's more explosive. The training is better, but the training that makes them great also might make them frail. Pitchers get hurt with elbow injuries all the time. They've never trained harder than they do now. And it might just be something as simple as like the style of explosive training they're doing. I know I read yesterday, like kinesiology doctors be like, guys, heel elevated training is awful for Achilles. Well, a lot of people do heel elevated training because it's really good for explosiveness. So again, I don't know. I'm not a doc. But they've got to look into this. It's not something I don't think as simple as, hey, put some high tops on.
Yeah, because that's obviously been one thing people have talked about. I think Nick Van Exel had brought that up. Because it is weird. It has exploded in a way that it's never been the case before.
Last night in the Mets game, did you see that play? Did you see what happened last night?
Mm-mm.
You see this? Griffin Canning is a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He pitches for the Mets. He throws a pitch. Lance, he's a righty, kind of goes off the mound a little bit just to the left of the rubber, right? So he wasn't like falling off the mound. It was just like his regular follow through. And he plants with his left foot and he goes to run towards third base to, maybe field a ground ball. And he just goes down and he ruptured his Achilles on the field. Mm. You never see that in baseball.
No. It's something where you've always seen it a little bit in football. Like, there's always been a little bit there, but I can't remember what the numbers were. It was something absurd. You maybe have seen it. It was like for over the course of 20 years, there were like 12 Achilles ruptures in the NBA. or 25 years or something. And then in the last handful of years, there's been more than that.
Yeah.
And so there's clearly something.
Seven this year?
There's clearly something wrong. There's something wrong. In fact, I was just trying to find this article because I could not remember where I saw this info. And so I was researching something. And I see somebody referenced it here at the University of Virginia, Dr. Joseph Park, who does research into sports-related injuries. He had been interviewed for this for University of Virginia Today. And it was something Adam Silver just referenced there a little bit. Single sport athletes, guys who, when they're growing up, they're playing one sport and that's it.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, like on the surface, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just do this. As a guy with two boys,
mm-hmm.
When they played more, so when they play more sports, so they just started out with baseball and then they got into other sports as they got older. The athleticism increase they had just by playing the other sports was insane. And now as my older one, he's into high school, he has stopped playing basketball and football,
mm-hmm.
and he's just focusing on baseball. I could tell he's a little less athletic. He's a little more stiff. The same muscles are tight every day. His hips are tight. He's a catcher, so I get it. But his hips are tight every day. If he was doing lateral movements in other sports, quick twitch in other sports, that might not be the case. It might loosen you up a little bit more.
That's not a bad explanation for it. So what this guy says, Dr. Joseph Park, what he says the Achilles tendon is known to become less flexible as we age, putting us at a higher risk of rupture once the elasticity of the tendon cannot accommodate the force applied through the tendon.
You and I are in prime age. I mean, I'm especially in prime age for Achilles ruptures. I'm scared to death of it.
Factors such as inadequate warm-up, hamstring tightness, repetitive high-impact exercises, and early focused participation in one sport have been suggested as reasons for the recent increase in Achilles ruptures. Higher rates of participation in sports activities in older patients may also play a role. So he doesn't touch on it there, but he again mentions the single sport thing. What I had read, and I try and like crazy to remember where it was, but the description of it wasn't so much what you were talking about. I mean, that may be a factor too. It was instead, they're year-round playing the same sport. They're playing basketball. And so they're year-round stressing the same tendons over and over. Like we talk about baseball, you don't typically see Achilles issues. And so because of that, like if you're playing baseball in one period and playing basketball, like you're not just always stressing that Achilles for 10 years
when
you're growing up.
When was the last time you saw a I don't even know. Have we seen a football player need Tommy John?
No, I don't think so.
Did Purdy need it when he got it?
I don't know if he actually got... I don't think he got surgery, didn't he? Yeah. Wasn't he one of the ones who just let it heal?
We never see that, right? Of course, when you stress things, you're gonna get hurt more.
He was the third professional quarterback to forego Tommy John surgery with the UCL elbow repair.
A lot of people are saying, the basketball shoes... nutrition at a young age.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Fast food, no home cooking. Listen, I'll tell you this. If you ever go into a gym and you see high school kids, I have never seen high school kids more physically developed than they are now.
Dude,
they look like adults. Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
When I was 16, I looked like I was 12. Now these 16-year-olds, I see 16-year-old girls lifting weights. I was like, what are you? I've never seen anything like this. And then the guys, my gosh.
Dude, I always...
Is it the hormones and food? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll say this. I always reference the same person when this topic comes up. Savion Bird. Savion Bird is an offensive lineman at SMU. He previously was at Oklahoma. But he was a big-time recruit out of Duncanville. And I was at a youth football camp that Charles Tapper was putting on 9 years ago, however long ago it was. And Savion Bird, I had seen him going through the drills, and he just looked different than everybody else at the camp. And he was big. He was a big dude. And I remember I was over to the side, and one of the coaches was like, yeah, he's really impressive. So I went over and talked to him, and I was like, hey, how old are you? Like what? And he's like, I'm a sophomore. I said, this is like in the summer. I was like, you only just finished your sophomore year? And he said, no, I'm going into my sophomore year. This kid was 6'4", 250. And not like a hefty 250, like a strong 250. It's wild. They all look really like grown men now.
They look, it's crazy. And, you know, maybe it is what's in the food.
I mean, a lot of people are saying the certain injection they were forced to get.
But listen, if you're going to blame the antibiotics, right, if that's, it's not without possibility that.
Sure. Hormones are things. Yeah, it's absolutely possible.
And it could happen.
Now, right? here's the concern for Dallas specifically, though, on this AC, or on this Achilles stuff. We've heard, it's pretty common knowledge, the calf injuries can make it more susceptible for you to have an Achilles rupture. Tatum had apparently had a sore calf, is what he told Gilbert.
Yeah, calf is a good, it's a good way to, because
it all connects and it runs together.
You know, there's a
it affects the stability of the tendon when the calf is hurt.
You know, there's when you get any kind of a rupture of a tendon, like an ACL, mm-hmm. whatever. How much of that is because the muscle didn't absorb the shock it needed to?
Right.
The muscle's supposed to absorb the shock to protect your tendons or whatever. And when that doesn't happen, if you've got a dead spot in your muscle or you've got a strain, and then that way it can't take on the same shock, you know, that
so
has to go somewhere. That has to go somewhere.
Here's the concern for me then, and I wonder, are we looking at a ticking time bomb potentially, given the rash of Achilles injuries? Are we looking at a ticking time bomb with Anthony Davis? So I looked up something.
Does he have an injury?
He has, each of the last 6 years, he has had at least one, oftentimes multiple instances of injuries that he's dealt with relating to his calf or his Achilles. Each of the last 6 years, he's hurt his calf or his Achilles during the season.
Wow.
And I mean, some of these have been like there was a concern, I think, 3 years ago, like had he ruptured his Achilles, and he didn't. But he missed a lot of time. And then he's had a bunch of different calf injuries. So with all of the concerns we already have about Anthony Davis's health and all that seems to be riding on him, like, is he a really high level of concern this next year? Especially with the Mavs training staff having been turned over and not getting a lot of high reviews.
Man, I'm scared to death of that because, yeah, Nico, when he made the trade, he could make all the comments he wants about, you know, this is for win now, Luka doesn't, you know, whatever, all that. Anthony Davis was always a bigger question mark than Luka.
Yeah, in terms of health, yes.
He's never, now, has he been?
He works hard, he keeps himself in shape, but he's fragile.
Has he been more healthy in the last two seasons than Luka? Yeah. Okay, low bar. He still missed a ton of games, but let's not mistake this at all. Anthony Davis he has a nickname Street Clothes for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's a concern. I mean, a lot of injuries for him are a concern.
I would just say specifically, because you remember that was, we had heard that was a little bit of what Luka's concern was. So when Luka had the calf injury,
yes,
and he was wanting to stay home and didn't want to chance anything or push anything forward, one of the reports that was out there was like he wanted to make sure that his team, like, that was stable and he wasn't mm-hmm. going to be dealing with anything there. If the Mavericks are known already for kind of trying to push him back, and Anthony Davis, we already heard from Windhorst earlier today, and we knew about it at the time, Anthony Davis pushed himself to come back sooner than he should have from the abductor strain.
Yeah, he did.
And he ended up getting hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
If this is an organization that's going to pressure him to come back from a calf injury a little faster, and Anthony Davis feels the pressure of, I need to come back, and all this rash of Achilles injuries, it just makes me wonder if there's a high risk there specifically with Anthony Davis. Like, hey, you need to really watch the Achilles.
Like, guys are rupturing these things in large part because they're just more explosive than they ever were.
There's that.
You know, I mean, why didn't guys in the 80s rupture? I mean, if you go watch a basketball game in the 80s. There's no explosiveness.
Yeah.
Right? There's like two, like each player had like, each team had like two guys who could shoot.
I mean, they could only dribble with their right hand too.
They could only dribble with the right hand. And one guy, I mean, it was just a slower game, right? It was just not.
It's different.
It's different. You know, you need the right amount of, what is it, the coefficient of zero or whatever it is?
Sure.
You need the right amount of friction, and they just didn't have it. So there you go. That's a little Achilles tear discussion, which I hate to have, but we got to have it.
I mean, it's just the reality of the NBA right now.
Diamond Cavs coming up next. Bruce Bochy honored, a local flair to the WBC, and who is the Ranger in the All-Star game? Diamond Cavs next on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.